So this afternoon we have with us Maggie Murphy. Maggie Murphy, who is a partner at the Austin office of BAL and a proud UT alum. There you go. She specializes in complex creative business immigration solutions and has over 20 years of technical experience in immigration law and is an industry leader in PERM, I-9, and E-Verify compliance in business visa cases. Joining Maggie today, we have Ashley Forrett-Deese, who is also a partner at BAL, based in the Houston office. Her expertise lies in overseeing the H-2A agricultural and H-2B temporary visa programs. She is a member and former H-2 visa chair of AILA, AILA's Department of Labor Liaison Committee, and has been doing that since 2016. So we are very happy to have both Maggie and Ashley with us today. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Edna. Thanks, everyone. So when we were putting this panel together, we wanted to do an employment-based panel that discussed both unusual occupations for work visa classifications, but then also underutilized work visa classifications. And so really that's, you know, and then it became as we were preparing that we're really going more in depth into the underutilized categories and going through how to utilize them and who qualifies and what types of positions can be used for that. So our agenda, we're going to go through some hypotheticals that will kind of refer back to throughout the presentation. And then we're really going to focus on NIV categories that are often overlooked for professional or skilled workers, including J-1 specialists, H-2B, and then H-1B cap-exempt concurrent employment. So we'll go through that. Then we've seen a lot with employers who now, especially for those who have student workers or graduate workers on OPT who qualify for STEM OPT, there seems to be a trend in moving towards permanent residence for those foreign nationals earlier than we had seen in the past. So whereas some companies might have a policy on, we're not going to move forward with permanent resident sponsorship too early, we want to make sure that the person's a good fit, we want to make sure that we've got a position for this person for sponsorship, we're seeing that some companies are accelerating that process for those, particularly those with STEM OPT. So it's a good, but we want to talk about that because, you know, in theory, those folks are, not in theory, in reality, they are in F1 status. And so there are some intent issues that you have to be aware of and processing timeline issues. There's some travel issues. So we'll go through all of that. And these are our hypos. We'll refer back to them quite a bit as we talk about the different categories because they're real-life hypos, so these are actual case scenarios. And wanted to also mention that we did have another panelist, Gail Oshren from New York. She's our J-1 specialist expert. So she filled us in on the details for J-1 specialist. But these are actual hypos that she came up with for real-life cases that we've worked through. So when we're going through the different categories, we'll be referring back to them. And from a housekeeping perspective, we have these slides available to you, but then Ashley also wrote an H-2B article, which gives a lot of information about the H-2B process. And we're going to go through different positions that might qualify for H-2B that you might not have thought of. I think a lot of us, even those of us who do mostly employment-based, I didn't consider doing H-2B for tech workers, for example, until one of my paralegals got poached by a company that was doing H-2Bs for all tech workers. So that was fascinating to me because I didn't understand how that would fit.